Hey, folks, you got us on the live stream. Welcome, everybody, to the Utah Outcast live stream. It is the 12th of September. Oh, yeah, it's the day after Building Go Boom Day, and everybody's still fucking dragging that shit back up. And, hey, let's put our country through more PTSD. Hooray! Even though we've lost 60 times as many people in the last couple
more
of months.
More than that by now.
Yeah, but never forgetting all that.
People are still
except all the selective forgetting.
People are still pissed about December 7th, 1942. Yeah, or 41. Like, people are still pissed about that. don't get us started about the, you know, one of the founding documents, which is a declaration of war. But you know,
the Jewish people are still cursing the name of Pharaoh.
And those, they can hold a grudge. Where's Joe?
Yeah, exactly.
So, hi, folks. You got X here. You got Kyle here. Sorry, no Felicia. She'll be joining us probably in October, I would think, because she's got some issues and she's talked about it before. And we wish her well, and we'll see her soon, hopefully. So, you've also got Bicycle Legs joining us once again. We've got Anwin joining us. Let's see. What direction of Australia are either one of you? I can't remember the
north. I'm on the east coast.
Okay, east coast.
Up north. Up and north. Central south.
Yeah, in the crotch. The crotch called, of Australia.
It's called the Great Australian Bite, because obviously we've got an enormous person to take a bite out of the country, and I live on the right-hand side of that bite out of the biscuit.
And then also joining us once again is Crimson 60620, who I've been spending more time hanging out on a stream as I've been working this week. So, hi. Welcome back, man.
I'm still going to get in a Warframe game with you.
Yep, we're going to get into that probably here pretty soon. If you guys don't know, I have started a Twitch stream. Go subscribe to it. It's a Mr. Excremento. Yes, it's the word for poop with an O at the end of it and a Mr. in front of it. There you go. Yeah, dang. No Felicia. Sorry, guys. It happens. But anyway, yeah, go follow me there because I'm playing. Nobody joined me for playing Death Stranding the other day. I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to have my baby crying at me while ghost things attack me. Great. And, you know, and even though I know it's coming, I know how to play that game and I've done well at it, I still got spooked. So, yeah, October is going to be a really fucking funny month for everybody watching my shit because I play scary games and I get spooked way too easy and I'm not looking forward to it. So.
I've tried watching you a couple of times on your YouTube channel, your live stream.
Yeah, the live stream's on the YouTuber. It's not syncing up right. And I don't know what's going on with that. So I might just ditch that and just download the Twitch stuff and put it on the YouTube so people can see it there.
Oh, fair.
Because why not? It'll be a dumping ground.
You know? I will tell you this. If you have probably 8 hours in the month of October, play Hellblade.
Do what now?
Play Hellblade.
Hellblade,
but you need headphones. And that's all I'm going to say. Play Hellblade and you need headphones.
I've got Alien Isolation up first, and I'm not looking forward to that because that thing fucking traumatized me as a kid. The Xenomorph scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Oh, I love it.
You know, there's some death scenes where the Xenomorph actually sticks its tail through you.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to be like, nope, that's it. I'm done. Good night. I'm out of here. Fuck this game. Never playing it again. It's going on the shelf. Nope, I'm done. I can't deal with this right now. let's see. Yeah, you need to get the VR scary games. I do have the PS4 VR, which I could hook up down here. Man, that'd be a mess of cables. God, that would suck worse than cable management already is for this computer.
Oh my God, I'm jealous.
It's fun, but it's the only thing that's ever given me motion sickness in my life. Like, I can go on any kind of carnival ride you got, any kind of like theme park ride you put me on, I'm fine. I put on PSVR and I start playing, the hell was I playing? Oh, the new the Resident Evil game in VR. And just moving around with the control stick, I was just like, oh God. like I had to, like, I took the VR headset off and I put my head between my legs. My wife was working at the time. She comes upstairs to see me all doubled over with a video game console, like hanging off my head and stuff. She's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I got motion sickness. She's like, oh, that's never happened to you. I'm like, this is a weird sensation. It's so new to me. I'm trying to enjoy it and hate it at the same time. Because when you're in your 40s, it's kind of neat to have something you've never felt before happen to you. It's just, like, this is oddly terrifying and magic at the same time.
You know, me and my daughter did the demo when it was first coming out, and they have the little shark, the experience where they sit you in a shark cage.
Yeah.
And they sink you down, and it's a part where the shark comes and rips a part off the cage and leaves you exposed. I swear to God, she jumped.
Well, I remember playing VR in the 90s when I first moved here to the state, when VR was still
when it was really new. When it basically looked like Tron.
Yeah, I mean, it was a...
Yeah.
It was pretty much stick figure.
Yeah, it was VR like stick figure, and you had to go to the VR cafe. What was it called?
It was the one at Crossroads, Crossroads Cafe. I can't remember what it was called. It was a cyber...
God damn it.
Something... you know what I'm talking about, though.
Because yes, I know what you're talking about.
Ridiculous on this thing. Yeah. But yeah, it was magic times back then, but it was like you fell through a hole and I'm like, whoa, the ground's coming up. It was, if that worked for me then, it's brand new shit's not going to, I'm going to be fucked up. So the computer I got here now can do HTC Vive like 4K or whatever the newest one they have is. And I'm like, cool. As soon as I can afford something like that, I'll try to save up some money for it because boy, do I like just having the shit scared out of me. Boy, I just love it. Let me tell you.
I was always of the opinion that I want to get old enough where they have like super good VR and all the good drugs. So I'm just sitting in the home, just make sure I'm changed every once in a while. If you've ever watched Ghost in the Shell, Solid State Society.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to be like one of those.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I restarted watching the movies again because it's like the 25th anniversary right now of Ghost in the Shell. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, don't watch the Netflix ones. They make
that's the amazing 3-part one where it was like the rebuilds, kind of like how they did with Evangelion, where they're trying to tell somewhat similar story. I think I can't remember.
Yeah, I started watching a few of them in this like early career major, and it's like,
nah, pass. I'd rather see her in her prime.
Exactly.
So anyway, I'm gonna let the usual suspects in chat join us here in a second. But let's see, what do we got going on? Everybody's talking about in the chat. Somebody brought up the Virtual Boy. Yep. I have one of those on the shelf behind me. Nothing better than
I loved that thing.
I did too, but it gave me a massive headache.
So there was a TV channel called G4, and they actually did like a...
I remember G4 torture TV. Christ.
Yeah, they were doing a torturous episode where they actually used the game with the Virtual Boy as a torture machine. It's like, all you have to do is survive 5 hours in a Virtual Boy, and the guy came out, eyes exploding and shit. Oh, that was... they're bringing it back. They're bringing G4 TV back.
Yay. Who's gonna be running it?
I have no idea.
Hopefully it's not one of those... God, it's gonna be like a conservative network with a bunch of chuds and shit boys. Just, oh no, hopefully not that, you know. Okay, so let's see. It is the 12th. We, like I said, we had Building Go Boom Day yesterday, and I'm sorry to refer to it as that, but people, guys, for all the bullshit that I saw popping up on everybody's Twitter feed, be like, oh, it's a good thing we had a measured response against the Islamic community.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you what are you talking about?
All of the conspiracy theories that came out again, and it's like, you know, oh, because this couldn't happen and that couldn't happen, it was almost like, you know, bombs were implanted. I'm like, yeah, unless you've got any concept of stress mechanics. Because buildings aren't designed to be hit by large things.
No, nor are they designed. Nor are they designed to contain a sustained
hot fire that is essentially acting as a crucible, because you have giant wind fucking tunnels in this building that are blowing oxygen into the fucking...
I had one person saying, like, one person kept insisting, but jet fuel can't burn steel girders. Jet fuel can't burn steel girders. I'm like, one, the jet fuel was not the only flammable thing in that building.
Yeah, there's people too.
Two, and then I just linked him to a YouTube clip of somebody making basically a home furnace, which is effectively an oxygen chimney. And it's like, yep.
Yeah.
Perfectly designed to concentrate oxygen in the fire and get you a hot fire.
I was, I've been watching a channel guy that refines fucking metals like gold and silver and shit. With just simple acetylene torches, he's able to melt like gold and silver. And these things, like, it's simple as long as you know the mechanics or shit just pops up. Just like with the known physics, it's like, oh shit, you can get a lot of shit done with like seemingly impossible things.
And as for people saying, oh, measured response that we had, all that, I live down the road from one of the largest mosques in my city. And go and ask some of those people if response after 9/11 was measured. Because somebody tried to burn that mosque down.
It's like the scene in How to Train Your Dragon where Hiccup is arguing with Stoic. He's like, yeah, they killed hundreds of us. We killed thousands of them. We literally have killed or been responsible for 250,000 deaths at the low estimate. But sometimes it's at 2 million.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hang on. We're atheisting wrong again. We're defending people that have, you know, that are okay to have faith but aren't acting on it to be violent and stuff like that. No. You know, we should hate all of them. Everybody
should not have
at all. It's terrible. Nobody should have their own faiths and beliefs and shit.
Right. Yeah. We forgot their people first.
Yeah.
Damn. How
dare we?
Oh, wait. And it's almost as if the fucking Bush administration didn't call it a crusade. Like, they literally called it a fucking crusade. They literally had Bible verses given to fucking George W. Bush talking about. I'm sorry. I mean,
nah, this is the right place for it.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, never forget.
No. It was a holographic projection put on a missile that was knocking down the buildings or something like that. Or
Jesus Christ.
That's back when
it didn't have to get hot enough. It didn't have to get hot enough to melt the steel. Just make it hot. Just heat it up to the point where it was.
It lost its
structural integrity.
Guaranteed, none of the people that say that jet fuel doesn't burn hot enough read the fucking report, read it at all, even cared to look at it. So, oh, why should I read it? It's just false. Be like, no, man, fucking, you don't get like 40 engineers to go over how this could have happened. And for them,
they're
to go,
all in on it, aren't they?
They're all in on it. Yeah. They got paid off by the Rothschilds. And
my mother was a civil engineer, and she said buildings of that height are designed to sway slightly because otherwise the foundations crack. She said the problem is if you then apply a really big sideways force, like flying a plane into it,
right?
What it does is it doesn't just shatter the concrete because the whole thing sways. You actually shatter out the base concrete. So all of those people who were saying, oh, no, the way it collapsed down, that had to have been charges at the base of the building. She's like, no, actually, that's what you would expect the building to do if it was hit one third down from the top, which is where it was hit.
Well, and it was also the way that building was put together. It was plates upon plates around a central structure, you know?
Yeah. And the plates actually are what fail. They added more weight and added
to the next plate.
Yeah.
But you know what?
No, that's fine. Bush did 9/11, you know?
The conspiracy theorists are actually right about one thing. We did train the people who trained the people to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
By the way, it wasn't Bush who did it. It was the Clintons who did it, and possibly Obama.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They
organized it in the basement of a pizza shop.
Yes. Wasn't Obama? He probably was. What the fuck was he doing in 2001? Was he just a community organizer, as like they used to call him, or
state senator?
He was a state senator at the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, I thought because I remember when the fuck. When was that? That was when John Kerry was running, and he showed up at the DNC.
Yeah.
See, mm-hmm. there it is. It's the Chicago New York pizza connection.
Apparently, I need to change my background to a giant slice of pizza because the guys at QAnon are trying to say that if you have pizza anywhere around, you're a pedophile.
I want to know
why. Motherfucker, do you know how popular pizza is?
Facebook has some very weird, sexy pizza GIFs, and they come up on really weird searches.
So I'm disappointed. I watched the show last week, and I did not see that they found out who Q was on the show. I'm disappointed. You missed that story.
Are we talking about Jim Watkins,
the founder of 8chan?
Yeah, the 8kun guy. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've known about that one for a while, and I didn't bring it up only because it's just like I thought everybody knew that because that's who Hot Wheels used to work for. Brennan. Forgot his last name. Yeah, you know, when you used to be a shitlord and you used to hang out on 4chan as a lurker, you kind of track a lot of these things that are going on. You know, I was just laughing back in the day. I'm like, oh, these people talking about Hitler and fascism. What a bunch of fucking lunatics. This is crazy. Fast forward, you know, like a decade. Here we are. I wish I would have taken it more seriously back then instead of just thinking they were shitposting.
Well, what's disappointing is that literally the person talking about mass arrest of pedophiles is Evan himself has a pedophile farm.
Yeah.
Are we surprised?
Not really.
I just don't know. Like, and people like, and people are glossing over it. Like,
yep.
What say? Like, no, that's not cute. We literally have his IP address. No, deep state.
Alice, mm-hmm. like, I don't want to see your Google history.
Let's face it, it's either deep state or he's going to start his own evangelical religion.
Or both.
Yeah. Or both.
Guys, I hate to break it to you, but Trump ain't losing. He might lose in the election, but he's not going anywhere. We're fucked. And what can I do about it? Everybody's like, go and vote. Okay, great. I did that. It didn't work. The only thing I hope is that the Senate gets lost. I hope that we keep the House and the Senate gets picked up.
Well, I will say this, because every time it's proven, whenever you run a progressive against a Republican, guess what happens?
The Republican loses.
90% of the time, progressive wins. And it's usually hilarious. Like,
can someone tell the Democrats that?
It's the problem. Is that, God, we really need a parliamentary system here. I think that would help us out a bit, is if we weren't voting for personalities and we were voting for actual parties with platforms that meant something, you know?
You realize that your president is effectively an 18th century monarch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is the literal truth. Your president is modeled on George III and the powers that that king had.
Yeah, it's not like you guys fought an entire war trying to get away from George.
Only to become George the First. Now, I remember that quote. And George Washington was a piece of shit human being. The more I found out about it, and I know heresy.
That's what really bothers me about watching Hamilton with my kids. They really like it. And I'm like, cool, you're getting into American history. That's great. I want you to know about this. But let me tell you something. And my wife just looks at me sideways.
What, in that whole, please don't ruin it for at least 6 months.
Give them some time. Let them enjoy it. Let them think everything's fun. James Black just sent us a super chat by saying, I'm running low on bourbon. Be back in a moment. You didn't have to super chat this. Thank you. Bring me some. No, that's what the 10 bucks is for. So thank you so much for that. But no, I'm watching Hamilton and I'm like, that guy owns slaves. That guy owns slaves. That one did too.
That most one of them did. A lot of natives.
That one killed a lot of natives. Slaves.
Well, and the funny thing is they were sometimes I don't have to ask the questions to them or ask what they nearly what they wanted to know about is like, so how was the Schuyler family rich? I'm like, oh, let me tell you. Transatlantic slave trade. slave trade. Trade slave.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Can't speak today.
they ran a person store.
Yes.
Yeah, that one fucked me up with the 12 years of slave is when the people were just being sold and like the guys are walking around saying, what about this one? What about this one? It's like, fuck, man.
You know what? Yeah. What's fucked up is that people would watch shit like that about a time period. But you know, some people, let's just say conservatives, would get pissed off about movies like Django Unchained.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I don't know why.
I broke someone who was kind of sort of defending slavery. Like, I don't believe in slavery, but it was a different time, blah, blah, blah. And I broke them by showing them a schematic of how people were packed into the ships. And he was like, that's just like sleeping space. I'm like, no.
They were stacked up like cordwood.
Yeah, literally. For the entire journey. That's why half of them died.
Yeah.
But And it was the bit when he kind of stopped and thought about it and said, so when did they, like, did they have to go up on deck to, you know, do their toilet business once a day or something? And I laughed at him.
No.
And that was the point that broke him, was realizing that not even that. They lay in their own dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
And at that point it's like, I don't think I can defend this at all, even if it was a different time. No, you can't.
No, you absolutely cannot.
So I actually, in my little small corner, weird corner of the internet, there are people that actually have my same skin affliction that defend biblical slavery.
Oh, yeah, you get that from,
of course,
G-Man still does that shit.
That's exactly who I was talking about. That's exactly what I was talking about. And he has a cavalcade of people around him that that enables him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's what fundamentalist religion will do to a person.
Yeah, G-Man, why don't you use soft shoes some more for the man? God.
Jesus.
The only
I fucking hate that guy. I hate him so much.
So the only solace that I have about watching G-Man is Dragnaut Silvas, who he gets this man so riled up to a point where he can't sleep at night. He gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, walks around and makes videos.
So it's sort of like the Trump tweeting of YouTube.
Oh, and both of these idiots are from New Jersey.
I mean, that explains
your problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, someone in the chat, Thea Hyperion over in Twitch says that person that Anwin was talking to has more sense than most maggots. When confronted with new information, they change their view. Wouldn't that be nice?
You know? Well, see, it's
like, he's still a racist fuck. It's just he's not defending slavery anymore.
Yeah, it's not so much changing views. A lot of them just don't care.
And I'm beyond giving anybody credit for baby steps anymore. Like, we're beyond baby step portions of being okay with shit anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, like, I try to live by the axiom, Harlan's razor. Never attribute to malice what can easily be attributed to stupidity, but some people are really
fucking stupid.
Yeah, but when does the stupidity cross over into willful ignorance? That's the thing.
Oh,
when you become old enough to know how to use Google.
Yeah.
If you're at a point, I've got a 12-year-old kid. He can Google shit.
And it's like pretty good at it, but the problem is
he's way too goddamn good at it.
Now, the problem is we also have people that say just Google it, and then when they start Googling it, they end up with QAnon shit, Mm-hmm. And then they're like, do your own research, do your own research. And like, okay, well, it all depends what kind of sphere you're in, because these motherfuckers are using Yandex now.
Yeah, that doesn't.
It shouldn't surprise anybody. Yandex, for anybody that's not in the know, Yandex is the Russian search engine.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And so Russia has been using Jim, what's his nuts? I can't remember his last name, to run this QAnon thing for a long time. It's a fucking psyop, guys. And I can't believe I fucking just said that on a podcast. But you have literal receipts of this shit, man. It's just like, they're like, when that whole fucking thing was going on with Wayfair. Anybody remember that?
That was happening a couple months ago.
Yeah. Where like, oh, go check it out. Do your research. Type in this person's name, which is like a girl's name. And then like this random string of numbers into Yandex and go to the image search and see what it brings up. And a lot of times it'll bring up pictures of people being human trafficked, you know?
Keep in mind, this is different from the legal human traffic that Wayfair was actually participating in. They weren't trafficking people in the shitty ass cabins and shit. They were just supplying it for the fucking Trump administration.
Yeah.
People thought that people were selling cabinets with kids' names. Oh my God. I can't stand this people. I can't fucking stand it.
I mean,
the only reason they'd gone to IKEA.
I was going right there. The only reason they didn't jump on IKEA is because they didn't realize that most of those are names too. Probably would have gotten like way pissed off because, well, those are Scandinavian kids.
Well,
oh yeah. Well, but if you're going to buy a kid too, you don't want to have to assemble them yourself.
Yeah. That little guy with where the frowny face scratching his head really doesn't really help me out there very much. Like, yeah, I'm just as confused as you are, man.
I bought a kid from IKEA and I've got this appendix left over.
Oh, that's unnecessary.
That's vestigial.
I haven't had one of those since I was 12, so...
They sent me 3 kidneys. Just in case I lost one.
I could do with a double liver right now. That'd be great.
If I only had a brain.
You just reminded me of a friend who said to another friend of ours who was known for drinking, Mike, when you die, can I have your liver for a couch?
Oh, I picked up a 12-pack of local Kyle. That's Wasatch makes their own hard seltzer now, or sorry, mm-hmm. Uinta made this one. It's pretty good, but it's not beer, and I like beer a whole lot, and I miss beer. But it's not bad. But it's a local thing, and when I picked it up and I brought it home, my wife's like, "Don't you already have seltzer downstairs?" And I'm like, "Yeah," but and she's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Just look at the side of it." She's like, "Oh, it's alcoholic." I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, it's beer then. I'm like, no, it's not beer.
I'm sorry. When you first said that, my brain went straight to Kavanaugh. I like beer.
I like beer.
I like it. Come on. Sometimes I like it too much.
Want to go hang out with Tobin and Squee?
Nobody likes Squee.
Oh, man.
And PJ. Squee. Sorry, PJ. I forgot about him. We can't forget PJ.
Doing squats in the garage with Tobin and PJ.
Oh, we got another super chat from Dan Gonzalez. Says, is it just me or is fascism built into human psychology? Also, I'm a Spanish citizen, so I have a plan B in case the U.S. does yay. So, yeah, you know, I have a plan.
I don't know if going to Spain to escape fascism is
no. Well,
I think they're getting over it. They're getting better.
They got better.
I mean, comparatively speaking, they're coasting. They're good.
At least 60 years ahead of us now.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to a country that's just barely gotten out of the fascism, so you can be like, okay, we are fascism proof for at least a couple of decades. You know,
right, yeah. Right. So the real question is, in 60 days, if Trump does happen to win, okay. There's several ifs stacked up here. If he stays on the ballot, If he wins, how many countries are going to open themselves up to political asylum from for those of us from the U.S.?
Canada's going to say, sorry, we're full. No, sorry. Sorry.
Well, see, COVID makes it harder.
COVID does make it harder. Yes.
You know, you're going to have to, if you want to come to Australia, first of all, you're going to have to be in quarantine for 28 days. And we're going to make you sign papers that say you do not have American rights in Australia and you recognize this and you will wear a mask.
You know what? Oh,
and you can't bring your damn dogs.
One of my favorite videos. Go ahead.
I was gonna say my dog is an Aussie.
The dog gets citizenship, but you
Johnny,
do not.
Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
So one of my favorite video game review was an expat Brit and was in Australia for almost a decade and has since moved to the U.S. Boy, I bet he regrets that mistake.
Who are we talking about? I might know
Yahtzee Croshaw.
Oh, yep, I know Yahtzee. Yep, back from shit. What was the website he was on for the longest
Escapist.
Time?
He's still on Escapist.
Oh, really? I haven't paid attention in a long time. I'm paying more attention to video game culture again because I have a little bit more free time. Shit, we were watching. Sorry, it just reminded me of a funny little thing that I was talking about. We were watching Phantom of the Opera before I came down tonight because my kids really wanted to see that movie again.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, fine. It's a musical. I'm okay.
Could have been Cats.
It's okay. It's not worse.
I actually do want to watch Cats just so I can scar my life. For anybody that's wondering what I'm looking at. This is the first time more than four people on a show with a new computer, so I'm working on getting all that set up. But we were watching Phantom of the Opera, and it gets to the part where they're doing the masquerade ball, and like they're singing that wonderful song. Great fucking! I like the dance number and everything. It's all fun, and the kids are like, "Why are they doing that?" I'm like, "That's what me and Mom would be doing if you guys didn't exist." And my wife just looks at me. She's like, did you just fucking say that to your kids? There's so many jokes. Like there was a shit. I think I did say this one out loud too. We were, it was the scene when, Phantom is like macking on Christine, like when he brings her to the basement and he's doing like the hands up and down her corset and everything. And my daughter's learning terminology of how men are should or should not talk to you and treat you and stuff. And she's like, Mom, is that considered groping? And my wife is like, yeah, that's considered groping. And I said, I don't know. She seems pretty into it right there, guys. And I was like, and to be honest, if I was snatched out of my room after I got given a rose, led down a golden staircase that had all these candelabras, and I got taken down riding a horse side saddle into a little canoe that led me across the thing that had all these candles coming up from the water and they light up. Yeah, he could grope me too, especially when you're singing with that voice. So,
like, and now we know X's kinks.
Well, no, it was just
well, I mean, one of them.
That was one of them. That was one of the first like open admissions to my wife that like, hey, my husband might not be as straight as I think he is. I'm like, fuck, it's Gerard Butler. I'd do it for the story.
Oh, God.
With or without pecs?
He looks just fine without them. I mean, he got fucking... That gym that those guys in 300 got trained up in is one of the ones here in Utah. And so they shredded those guys before they showed up on that scene.
You know what? The most badass Gerard Butler movie, besides the How to Train Your Dragon movies, because I love those.
That's the correct answer there.
Is Law Abiding Citizen.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that one in a minute.
He orders a steak. And it was like, you better give me my steak on time. He orders the steak. And in order to be put in solitary confinement, he uses the bone from a T-bone steak to knife his prison cellmate.
Damn.
Okay.
What the fuck are they giving a T-bone to somebody in prison for?
How could they not foresee that someone was
a period piece, wasn't it? So that was back when guards were stupid and they were
because they're so much smarter now.
My brother was a prison guard. My brother-in-law, sorry, not my brother. My brother-in-law was a prison guard. Yeah, he was fucking stupid. Hey, Mike, why don't you brush your teeth? What? You mean that's something I should do every day? Yeah, you fucking idiot. Sorry, family drama. Yeah, everybody likes traffic to slow down when you fucking open your mouth, you turd. God, just...
Was he the turd, or did his breath smell like turd?
His teeth looked like he just got done eating cat turds, man. It was really bad.
Sounds like a little from column A and a little from column B.
Oh, God.
I'm waiting for Chad to be like, oh, come on, he can't be that bad. Please.
Sorry, I'm dealing with dog farts at the moment. I believe you.
Oh, God. Remember when Lay's was coming out with all those random potato chip flavors? And mm-hmm. I remember somebody made an image where it was like pepperoni dog fart flavor. And I was just like, Jesus. Fuck, I can smell that.
Oh, Anwin, did you ever try the Lamington flavored chips?
Yes, those were just... No, I'm not a fan of Lamingtons as it is.
Oh, okay. I like them if they've got jam in them, but
they're too dry, and I'm not a big sponge cake person.
Oh, okay. But yeah,
potato chips should not taste.
Dessert. No.
Square of sponge cake, possibly with a jam center or not. You dip it in a chocolate ganache and then cover it in desiccated coconut. But see, then if you're a primary school canteen, you let it sit on a shelf and dry out for 10 years and then you smell it. Oh.
That's funny. Alice is like, don't kink shame, Hex. God damn it. About the teeth and eating turds? Okay, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't say anything about that.
There are limits, okay? There are some things that maybe you should be ashamed about.
I mean, there is bad breath and then there's incel.
I'm holding my opinion on that one about this guy.
Is that like there's morning breath and there's wish you died breath?
I call it dragon breath because some of my kids, when they wake up in the morning, it's like, fuck, I know you brush your teeth. I watched you do it. But, ooh, man.
I can smell it across the room.
Jesus Christ.
They don't even have the excuse of drinking coffee. Because coffee drinkers' morning breath can be pretty bad.
Yeah, my mother used to be like, she wouldn't, literally, I had to make her a cup of coffee before she'd even get out of bed. She'd drink her first cup of coffee in bed. Well, and yeah, the breath.
Well, I want to say this. I have given up caffeine, so it's been a week for me without energy shots, and I am feeling that shit.
I was going to say, how are you feeling? That's got to be rough.
Did you stack up on headache tablets first?
Oh, yeah, and plus I'm working out more, so yeah. Yeah, oh.
God. Ooh. Okay, I gotta why? Why?
It stopped being effective.
That's fair. Yeah.
If you've actually seen those energy shots, I used to get one that had the double serving. So I put it out throughout the day. But like when I still fell asleep after I took a shot 30 minutes prior, I need to,
You're giving me flashbacks to high school exams, like studying for my finals and walking out of my exam trying to work out why I was shaking and then realizing I'd been drinking 3 pots of coffee a day and I'd just gone 3 hours without coffee, which is longer than I'd done in the previous 4 weeks.
I was going to say, Crimson, you sound like a content creator or something. People don't know. People have no fucking idea unless you're in it, doing it every week.
The sad part about it, I try to do content after 10 hours of working at a call center.
So it's essentially doing the same goddamn job, but you get to talk. You're the one that gets to do the talking.
Sanity? When did I ever say I had such a useless thing?
Oh, let's see. Vesta says, reformed coffee addict, have not had a cup of coffee since October 1986.
Right.
I was a six-year-old drinking iced tea at the time, so I'm pretty sure my addiction started really early.
That's about the time I started drinking coffee.
I would like to get a coffee every once in a while in my mid-teens and stuff because, you know, you had that. It was so unique to find a coffee place here in Utah at that time in the mid-90s.
Yeah. There was like one.
I would drive to the airport back when you could still go into the terminals to get a cup of coffee at a coffee place. And the airport's about 30 minutes away, you know, just because, fuck, I can get a coffee? Really?
I'll be nice and I won't give you my opinion of American coffee.
Starbucks.
But it, I mean, Australian coffee didn't always used to be great. I remember in the 80s, you'd go to a coffee place and you could get black coffee, white coffee, or if they were really fancy, you could get a cappuccino. And that was it.
But that's Brisbane. I live in Adelaide. Yeah. We've had decent coffee since the 40s.
Yeah. Well, no, we got decent coffee after Expo 88.
I actually found out why Australians are so snarky about coffee overseas, and it's because we don't get anything less than A-grade coffee in Australia. So you go overseas and suddenly it's like, this is not premium coffee. I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty used to most coffee being cups of mud here, so like when you get a good cup you're like, oh, that's wonderful, and you guys are like, everything's served out of a glass slipper, and
you know what,
and then all of a sudden you get that, you get the pot of shit and you're just like, ugh, who could drink this?
My problem was saying I'm looking for a decent, you know, somewhere to get decent coffee, and people kept directing me to Starbucks.
Nope.
Yeah, that's always the wrong answer. That is always the wrong answer.
You know what? I've never drank coffee at all in my life. I was always a tea drinker. But this is, I'm getting flashbacks of Uncle Iroh and tea. What the way?
it's up there. It's very similar. The only real difference is it's a lot harder to fuck up tea as bad as you can fuck up coffee.
Yeah. It's funny though. I come from a family of inveterate coffee drinkers and I don't drink the stuff. And I sometimes wonder if I was actually adopted or not.
I come from the home of Farmers Union iced coffee. It's kind of obligatory.
I can't remember the last time I had a cup of hot coffee, though. Fuck. I ruin coffee. I ruin tea. Like, I have my shit cold.
Do you want to come in for some hot coffee? Look,
Farmers, you make a pot of coffee, stick it on one side. I freeze coffee so I can have iced coffee straight up.
Oh, fuck, I did make a coffee for tonight, too. I got to go get that in a minute because...
I also have the office coffee, which is that whole thing of I make myself a coffee, take it back to my desk, and then a phone call comes in, and by the time I finish the phone call, the coffee's cold. And it's like, well, it's here. I'll drink it anyway.
Yeah, there's a thing that happens here in Utah. When I worked in this one office, had a coffee service, which was great because ran by ex-military people, so they were used to having a coffee service with them fucking every fucking day. So you'd have the big pot, you know, you'd have as much coffee as you wanted to drink, you know, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But all the people that worked in the office would like also stack it with like hot cocoa, like they would put the cocoa powder in their coffee. I'm like, you guys are just asking for diabetes, aren't you? Yeah. I'm sure it's delicious, but I just...
Oh, sure. It's an occasional... Yeah, sure. It's a nice
occasional... An occasional treat, but no, we're talking like treat, two or three but... cups of that a day these people were drinking, just because it was part of the service, too, so...
Well, that was my thing with Starbucks. I don't drink coffee with sugar in it. If I wanted an overly sweet caramel hazelnut mocha-flavored thing, I'd get a dessert. Why would I... put it in my coffee.
Well, they do that. They do that to their coffee because that's the only thing that makes that coffee tolerable to drink. Because they can't make all of it is burnt. It starts out burnt.
It's bad when I know people that would prefer Dunkin' Donuts coffee versus Starbucks.
We have had
because Dunkin' Donuts coffee is actually good. It's not great.
You've brought this up 2 weeks in a row.
I was gonna say, I wouldn't say anything.
No, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, your wrong opinion. No, that's fine.
Okay, I'll put on a caveat. I've only had Dunkin' Donuts coffee in Tallahassee, Florida.
Well, which is okay, where I come was on, going. Kyle. Where's your no true Dunkin' Donuts fallacy for that one?
There is.
Well, that wasn't a real Dunkin' Donuts, you know.
No, 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 no. It's Florida trumps everything. It doesn't right, matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was.
It could be the best thing in the world, but the second you add in Florida, okay.
Does that mean Golden Corral is decent in other places?
No. Nope.
I mean, I guess it, comparatively speaking, probably, but again, we're
that's this a deep is com- fried peas. This is, was this a is new
comparatively
one.
Speaking.
Wait, deep fried peas? Yes.
Battered deep fried peas.
What?
Like they weren't individually battered. It was like a slab of batter. I was about
to say, that sounds like a lot of fucking work, man. You'd have to get that spoon thing that you use for the wok to get the shit out of the oil.
I mean, like, you probably taken some of the most healthiest things to eat and turned it into the most unhealthiest shit you can ever think of.
Yeah, and then the people will be saying, look at me eating my veggies.
like pizza is a vegetable because of the tomato sauce. Fucking Sarah Palin.
It's like Burger King and McDonald's salads. I'm like, yeah, there are fewer calories in the burgers. Like, yep, it's a salad. Yeah,
I'm gonna eat a salad and lose weight after I put bacon and croutons and a shitload of dressing on it.
A gallon of ranch.
That's full of sugar. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't get ranch dressing.
You shouldn't. Okay. To be fair. There's nothing just inherently wrong with it, but its overuse and the fact that the vast majority of it is really shit quality is appalling.
It's the obsession with it. I just don't understand.
The obsession with something that tastes fat and sour, a little bit sweet.
And is very, very white.
And not mayonnaise.
Oh, I mean, it's a mayo base. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, nope, I mean, I'm not fucking eating it. Nope. It's
which was basically my thing. This is like, it's mayonnaise with a few bits in it.
I mean, again,
I've never fucking had ranch, and I never will.
Again, from the corner of my part of the internet that I frequent a lot, I literally saw somebody, and I don't like. They literally had a fucking I'm going to eat healthy and lose weight. And like, I'm pot calling the kettle black, but she had a gallon of ranch on a salad. Like, it was more ranch than salad.
It looks like a double dare joke at that point where it's just like, can you find the flag in the ranch?
So it's kind of like,
they're bringing back double dare.
Took the salad to the soft serve ice cream machine, only it was full of ranch dressing, and just laid it on like a sundae.
Yeah,
I don't care. What anybody
I feel
says.
Ill.
Any one of those soft serves at any fucking buffet is disgusting. That is not ice cream. It's like water. It's like water shaped like ice cream. You know, it's not even that. It's that shit. It's like F-grade pudding that you can freeze.
It's like 1% ice cream.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but the kids love it. I mean, I still remember taking my son to Sizzler. And he
love everything.
And he would just go nuts for the soft serve there, you know. Won't eat it now because he's vegan, but...
it's okay. There's no dairy in it.
Yeah, but there is animal fat in it.
Oh, yes.
Well, it is in a Sizzler.
Yeah.
There's animal fat in the air.
Scrape out the grease traps, run it through a filter, throw in some sugar. It'll be fine.
I do not know what families have, like, why they're so obsessed with going to Sizzler. I really don't understand.
Because you could get a taco. And then you can get some clam chowder.
And I don't know what it's like over there, but here it is like hideously overpriced for what it is.
Oh, it's the same thing.
And the food is terrible. Literally, I think the only reason to go to Sizzler is the cheesy toast. But
yeah, that's at a premium now. Like they look at you fucking sideways if you ask for more than one basket. They're like,
oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That used to be the only reason to go. Fuck it. Just make your own. It's not hard.
I mean, hey, you're talking to fat people about food. I mean, like, you can learn how to make an analog to that pretty damn quickly at home.
I mean, like, the best thing that they ever get was you can actually go and buy the batter for Red Lobster's cheese biscuits.
The cheddar biscuits, yeah.
Right.
The Old Bay biscuit, yeah, I love
which,
that shit.
Which is also not hard to make.
It's literally Bisquick biscuits.
Yeah.
With a little bit of seasoning and some cheese sprinkled in. That's all it is. Shit, I'm going to make some biscuits tomorrow. Man. Okay, guys, we have about 10 minutes left. So please throw us some comments, some questions and stuff. We need to have some stuff that's just random. Talk to us. Let's have some comments going out because all we're doing is devolving into coffee and food. That's what we do.
That's fine. I can talk about coffee. We can talk more about coffee.
Okpa Flip says Sizzler is closing down completely in Australia.
I've said that before.
One in South Australia in years.
Yeah, no, there's one down at our local shopping center that's still going strong.
And all you folks out there in the out here on the Zoom chat, you can join us. You didn't have to be quiet this whole time. Comments. Sorry, some of you guys might not know the rules yet, but some of you guys, Bob, I expected more out of you.
I don't know the rules. I'm just trying to be polite.
Hey, come on, Bob. This is the first time we haven't had to tell you to be quiet, Bob.
there was already five mouths going at once. So I didn't figure it out.
Hey, so how close are you to the mass extinction event that's coming from Portland?
I'm on the other side of the mountain, so all we get is smoke. Lots and lots and lots of smoke.
Oh, I'll bet.
I live by the airport, and I haven't seen a runway in 3 days.
You said you live in Umatilla County, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Kirsten.
I saw Joe on Twitter earlier saying that he's struggling with the smoke, even with an N95 mask. So
I know none of it.
Really
it,
bad
it,
there.
It's bad here, but it's worse there. So
yeah, he's downtown LA, so he's fucking dying.
Oh yeah.
Well, when I was born, my parents never did a gender reveal. No fires were started.
Oh, God, the memes for that this week have been so good. Oh, they've been so good. Someone did the blowing up of Megaton in Fallout 3. When you're standing there at Tenpenny Tower with the ghouls, people understand this reference. Some people will. And you blow up the town because there's a fucking inert nuclear bomb just sitting there, and you see the giant mushroom cloud, and someone said, congrats, it's a boy. As the quest unlocked thing.
Yeah.
There's a British entertainer called Professor Elemental, and he tweeted this morning. He tweeted this morning.
Professor Elemental.
We should have gander reveals. You just let loose a flock of geese. There's chaos. And nobody makes any comment about anyone's genitals.
Yeah. The thing is, they're under babies, so everyone knows what kind of genitals they have.
That's the thing that's bugging the Sizz more than anything. And it's just that, like, you're bringing up the point, like, you're celebrating genitals, right? You know that, right? Your children's genitals. Mm-hmm. You are making a big deal about what equipment they have. You
know? they actually think anybody gives a fuck what sex their child is. We don't even care if you're having one.
No.
That's like when I was having a kid. It's like, do you care? No. Is it healthy?
You know what?
That's all that matters.
Is it going to cost me $120,000 before age 18? Yes.
No, it's even worse than that nowadays, Bob. It's $375,000 if you include mortgage. So
yeah, well, I'm a grandfather now. I don't have to worry about it.
The woman who was credited
from the red kid is transgender or something.
Yeah.
The woman who was credited for the whole gender reveal idea is like, I should have never started this shit.
Yeah. She's like, stop it, please, stop.
God damn it, white people.
Oh, yeah. And to top it all off, that kid is non-binary.
It's always white people, though.
It's always white people, yeah. You're not going to see crimson.
We're going to demonetize this sex. I didn't mean to.
No, I don't give a shit. I give a shit about monetization on YouTube anymore.
I went away a while ago.
I'm just making fun of how, like, if you go on Facebook and say white men are trash, like, you'll get banned.
Yeah, you get banned.
But if you say,
well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg knows that you're talking about him. That's the thing.
White men are trash.
And apparently you can't call another man a cum slug either.
So. Oh God, we're gonna get to that. God damn it.
So one of the best things I figured out this whole motherfucking, like, one of, like, it's sad, but it's actually really, really fun. I don't know if anybody's heard of Destiny before.
He lost his sponsorship.
He lost his sponsorship.
Oh no,
He was a darling of the left for a little bit. A little bit.
Briefly.
Then he starts saying shit like, you wish the lefties would stop acting as, like, dude, your class is showing now.
You just had to fuck it up.
Your class is showing. Like, you being rich has fucked up your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So,
same thing happened with JonTron. Same shit happened with him. Mm-hmm. Kid of privilege.
Was this one of those we thought you were smart until you opened your mouth situations?
Yep. Yes.
You know how fucking easy it would be to, like, if you were sponsored and you just had to play video games and talk to a camera, how easy? I would not offend anybody. You know, I've done pretty well the last, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of doing it. You know, it's not that hard.
Really? I mean,
you're not PewDiePie.
You get to a point where you're like, yep, not going to talk about that. That's not something that needs to be shared with kids. Okay, we're going to move on. So.
Oh, to hear me talk about that topic, let's go over here.
Let's talk about skeletons in Minecraft. Gee, I wonder where they come from. I wonder if they come from a boneyard. You know, it's just, come on. Okay, we have questions. We have questions out there. Okay. Let's see. What do you think of the Owl House? The Union Ranger says, I've watched a couple of clips only because we talked about that one episode, and I really want to watch it. But I have a fucking pile of shit that I want to watch.
Oh yeah,
I haven't even approached getting to that yet.
I'm just now getting to season 3 of Ozark. You know, I've been working on that one for that. That's a show where nothing good happens to anybody. That's one of those kind of shows where, man, it's a beating. Let's see, what is it?
So good, Ozark is.
You know,
Lovecraft Country is on my next on my list to watch when I have time to actually sit and watch it, because me half watching it while I'm working isn't going to work. You got to pay attention to that. So
that doesn't work.
Beastars is another one. Dorohedoro is one I've been wanting to see on Netflix. There's so many goddamn shows I want to watch. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So
I've actually finished watching the first half of the season of Lucifer, which is also always a great show. But it was a show that I was waiting for and I watched called Warrior Nun, where it seems like super heavy religious. And when you get to, like, the last few episodes, you realize, shit, it's a sci-fi show.
Shit, that's another one. Raised by Wolves.
That was a good one. I like that
show. Wolves by Ridley Scott just barely came out. I need to watch that. The Boys, I need to watch that. There's so many things I need to watch.
You haven't?
The Boys is good.
What? You haven't?
Kyle.
What?
Between YouTube and Twitch, I have...
No life.
I have no life in between.
So
and editing.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually go through, because... X, this is great for you. If you get to the partnership with Amazon Prime, you can actually watch Amazon Prime shows on Twitch. So I'm going to go back through and watch Hannah both seasons.
Yeah. And then, did they come out with the second season already?
Oh, it's out. It's fucking awesome.
Man, add it to the fucking over to the pile. There you go. You know. Okay, let's see. We have other questions out there. Someone said best movie ever. That's a 30-minute discussion.
That is more than a 30-minute discussion.
That's 30 minutes
just for the time.
Well, the worst part about it is after 30 minutes, we still wouldn't arrive at an actual decision or an answer.
Yeah, that's somebody asked me my 5 greatest rappers of all time, and I was like, because of the whole...
What kind of mood am I in?
Exactly. That because of the whole Snoop and Eminem controversy, he's like, no, Eminem is not one of my top great 5 rappers. And people was having, like, oh, my God. And he was like, naming rappers from the 80s and 90s. And then, like, he was like, oh. He's like, I don't mind even on my top greatest five rappers. And he was like, oh.
I liked 80s rap so much better.
See, and yeah. I'm a fan of, like, the unknown rappers, like Del the Funky Homo Sapien, you know, where it's like, nobody tends to pay any attention to that guy, you know, but he releases he releases Deltron 3030 and blows my fucking brains out, and that's an amazing fucking album.
Wait, I haven't heard anything from Del.
What's that?
Wasn't he on Clint Eastwood?
George Clinton or Clint Eastwood?
No, with the Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah, he was the voice of the ghost in the music video.
Yeah. I've heard a couple of his songs.
After we're done here tonight, I want you to write it down so you can remember it. Deltron 3030. You're talking about a guy that uses like 7 and 8 syllable words and he can make them rhyme.
Yeah. I haven't heard from him since Mr. Dobelina.
Yeah.
That was a big hit here.
Yep.
And that was a sample from a Monkees song.
He's best when he has a good producer with him and like a couple other people doing like programming for him and stuff. It's really good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, best movie? Sorry, we can't possibly answer that one quickly. Top of your head, what would be a movie that you'd say people should go watch? That'd be an easier one to say.
Nothing from the 80s. Too rapey.
Yeah, I just got done watching Labyrinth again.
Okay, I know this may sound weird, but if you've ever watched the extended director's cut of Watchmen, where you come to mind that Rorschach is not a good guy.
And yeah, he's a terrible, terrible character. Yeah.
And you just look at all of the people in that movie is just supremely broken. You really enjoy that movie a lot more.
Yeah.
I loved it. I own it.
Yeah, that's Rorschach the one that has the
right-wing conspiracist. It's, yeah.
Yeah, since we're talking about Gerard Butler, you had the Tales of the Black Freighter that was interwoven in there too, which was really good. So, which is how the comic was, you know.
Movie I recommend people check out came out 3 or 4 years ago. British movie called Pride.
I've been more into series these days. Like a book that is translated into a series seems to do much better in exploring the depth of the characters than a movie ever could.
Toss a coin to your Witcher.
So Pride is set in the 80s during the time of the miners' strike in the UK, and it's about a gay and lesbian group in London that was fundraising for Welsh miners and the relationship that happened between them. And it's really funny and it's really good.
Since we're talking union folk, did you guys see Charlie Kirk get the shit beat out of him by the union this week?
Oh, God, no.
No, but no.
But don't fucking distract me because I was about to talk about Spider-Man. Into the
Turn Off the Dark.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. That is always going to be near the top of my list.
You know what? I've actually listened to the track What's Up Danger repeatedly this week.
I love that.
And it just like outside of the movie, like when you hear some of the shit, like I have a sleepover for all my adversaries. Oh God, I've listened to that track like multiple times. Every time I don't feel like a workout and I just hear like, oh shit. Yeah.
I just, if you love movies at all, That one needs to be at the top here. There are so many blending. There's so much blending of genres and styles. It has literally everything.
It's almost impossible that movie got made. You know, that it did.
I know.
Okay, and I'm going to give people my.
I can't wait for the next one.
My standard response for whenever anybody asks my favorite movie, and I'm not shitting you on this one. My favorite movie is Tank Girl.
Yeah, that's a perfect.
I love Lori Petty.
I love that movie.
Malcolm McDowell as the bad guy. He was in the 90s, so he was a bad guy in everything.
Right. And it's got Ice-T, so come on.
It's got Ice-T as one of the Rippers, and it's got a couple of other people that are just unknown at the time. I mean, you have Sub-Girl that showed up. You had Iggy Pop was in it.
That's right.
Iggy Pop was a pedo, though.
I forgot Iggy Pop was in that.
Nicole Kidman in that movie, too.
What was that?
Wasn't Nicole Kidman in that?
No,
movie?
I think it was
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts was in it as Jet Girl.
Oh, okay.
But I listened to the soundtrack about 8 million times, and since Mark Mothersbaugh had a hand in it, I'm going to love it anyway. So,
isn't that based on a manga?
It was based on Hewlett Martin's Tank Girl from the late 80s, early 90s. And it was a fantastic fucking comic. Fantastic comic.
Yeah.
It's
and then the movie came out, and everybody's like, what is this?
It's funny because so many movies in the 80s and 90s, even into the early 2000s that dealt with comics, did not do very well. But Tank Girl has a nice cult following.
Because it makes no excuses and makes no qualms about how shitty of a movie it is. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there where it's just like, okay, how the fuck did he have the crosshair going up his arm from the gun before she jumps out from behind cover? Like, it makes no sense. But there's the whole scene where she's having the strip tease with the water and power guy, and she's cutting all the clothes off and then pulls the pin off of his grenade. That shit's funny, man. I went back and watched it a couple months ago. I'm like, fuck, I still love this movie. In high school, I've watched it probably 90 times. You know, I got home, tape went into the VCR, and I just started watching it. Because it didn't take much, you know. And they have a Cole Porter song in it. Come on.
Yeah.
Honestly, I should have saw it as a double bill with Young Einstein.
Was that Yahoo Serious?
Yes, it was.
That's the one.
Okay. Next question.
Go ahead, Bicycle. Very quickly. If people ask me for a movie to watch, my go-to movie is Brazil.
Oh God, I love that movie. I hate Terry Gilliam as a person, but he makes some of the most brilliant fucking movies.
Asshole. It is a brilliant movie, but my God, it's a hard movie to watch.
It's not easy, but I think it's worth seeing if for nothing else to watch.
It is very worth seeing.
Yeah. To watch Michael Palin play the bad guy. Michael Palin's always the nice guy, and in this movie, he's the bad guy, and it's brilliant.
Well, and having Robert De Niro as the rogue AC repairman.
Yes.
And having the guy that played Mario in the Super Mario movie show up.
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins show up, and he's speaking with his normal voice instead of the Mario voice. Oh God, what a movie. Oh, fucking fantastic. Recent stuff from Terry Gilliam was really good. The one that he had Christoph Waltz in was a fucking fantastic movie. I can't remember the name of it right now, but
I wanted to watch
Zero Theorem. Yep. Love that.
I'm just astonished that your place for Bob Hoskins was the Mario Brothers movie and not Roger Rabbit.
And that's exactly what I was gonna say.
When people ask me for a critical opinion, fucking strap in, because I'm going to take you on a ride, because I'll take you through the Garbage Pail Kids movie. I'll loop it around.
Oh, God.
I'll loop it around Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
What about the One Eye, One Horn, Purple People Eater?
I've never seen that. I've actually never seen that. I'll start talking about The Gate, which people probably don't remember that fucking movie. I'll loop it into House and the sequel House 2, not the cool Japanese movie House, but the old horror comedy movie.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But
in a pretty good way, but
it was good, bad, you know, but like, here's the thing. I grew up with unfettered access to HBO, Cinemax and like Showtime. So when I had the TV on, there was usually a movie on. So, like, I've watched Robot Jocks at least 20 times.
Oh, God. Why do
that 19 times too many.
I've seen Trancers about 20 times. I've seen I Come in Peace about 30 times. You know, like, all the movies that were always the fucking on, I've seen it. I've seen Rocky. What was the one with the Tommy Gunn at Rocky 4? Or is it Rocky 5? I can't remember. Where his kid.
I've never watched a Rocky movie.
I love that in Back to the Future 2.
Oh, come on. Rocky 1 was actually a really good movie.
Yeah, the first Rocky's not a bad film.
The first two are really good.
I love that in Back to the Future 2, they had the parody, like Rocky 23, and it had this old guy and the boxing gloves and shorts. And then we actually had a Rocky movie around that
time. That's what I was going to say.
No. Please do not mention Back to the Future, because that was an omen of the fucking apocalypse we're at now. When I saw... Okay, so you know how they made when the
Biff Tannen.
Yep.
Biff was based on Trump.
When they made mention that the Cubs will win the World Series and the shit happened in 2016, and I saw the shit and I saw how a certain group of people were acting, I was like, that's it. Trump is winning the election. Because these people... Like, people came out of the grave to say, hey, the Cubs won. Anything is possible. And I was like, oh, shit.
We're done.
and I don't know if you guys understand much about Chicago, but the Cubs are a North Side team, and the Sox are a South Side team. So there is some, let's just call it, animosity. But the people in
it's gangs of New York levels of fighting when those crowds get together.
Friendly rivalry.
But and the people that like the Sox had won the World Series a few years before. But when I say that there were a certain type of people celebrating the Cubs, not all of them, but a certain type, like, yeah, we finally won it for us. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. He's coming.
Wait, are those the same people that marched in North Carolina?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Blood and soil.
Let's see. They started talking about Star Trek movies, and they're talking, people are defending Final Frontier versus Nemesis. And I didn't hate Nemesis, guys. I really didn't.
Yeah. You know what? The
comparatively
thing about it
speaking,
is,
Tom Hardy was in it. I'm not going to hate it.
The thing about it is, the Next Generation movies, they were all pretty good. I like Generations. People were disappointed with the way the story went, but it was decent. It was a continuation from the show. First Contact. Oh, fuck. Yes.
First Contact's a fabulous film.
Insurrection was okay. It was
Insurrection.
It was
Insurrection, actually. That's my least favorite.
Insurrection had good parts and bad parts.
Two episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's what it felt like.
Pretty much. Yes. I'm fine with that.
And I mean, like, I'm not... And it's like, it's not a... It's technically a good movie.
Geordi had
technically
eyes.
Now, but it's just like... It was just like... I like The Next Generation. I wasn't a big fan of DS9, which I've come to realize is like a little bit better.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's folly right there, because DS9,
I love DS9
came out to be the best of the series.
I actually,
in my opinion,
Voyager.
I didn't like Voyager at all.
Voyager's great.
I got to meet with Nana Visitor, and she is a great person. She is amazing. And for those who don't know, she plays Major Kira.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Nerys. Yep. God, I miss those days. Anyway, what were we talking about? Okay, so we're doing Star Wars. How about the new trilogy? What was your power ranking on the new trilogy? We'll do that and we'll be out of here.
Okay. Oh. Let's do this.
Okay, this is another like 30, 45 minute topic.
Well, you know, if people wanted us to show up for panels or something at Comic-Con, this is something we could talk about one of these days, Kyle.
The Last Jedi was the best out of those series.
Absolutely. No. Sorry, I said Star Wars, didn't I? I meant Trek.
Yes.
Trek, the new series of Trek.
I thought we were still talking about
Trek. Yeah, Trek. Sorry, my bad, not Wars.
No, I'm not going to watch that bullshit that they have down now. I'm not.
No, the first movie was pretty good. The second one had so many problems. And
yeah, because J.J. Abrams fucking did it.
Well, they whitewashed one of the first main characters that was interracial. So
that's why I didn't like the new Star Wars trilogy, because J.J. Abrams is, how do I say this?
Terrible.
Well,
he's not good at what he does.
He's a bad copy of a copy machine.
Yeah.
So yeah, no,
he's a knockoff Xerox.
Yeah, the first in the new trilogy was A New Hope with updated special effects and more minorities in the mix. That's basically what it was.
And it took some Empire too. Yeah,
exactly. But I want everybody to see the Star Trek. What was the third one called? The newest one. Shit, I can't remember the name of it.
Beyond.
Mm-hmm. Something about Skywalker.
No,
Star Trek, not Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Trek.
You keep
Star
going
Trek
back Beyond. And forth.
Yeah, I don't mean to, but it's the one where it was directed by James Wan, which was
that actually changed fantastic the tone significantly.
Movie. Yeah,
it was great.
That's really good music.
Because you didn't expect a certain character to be the big bad, or the big bad of it to be that person. You know, it was kind of a cool reveal. You know.
Oh, it was.
Didn't they actually use Discovery to like validate the timelines, and people got all pissy about it? And of course, Star Trek:
The Worst
Part, which was a fucking awesome show. But why did they make him an old robot? Why did they make him a robot that's gonna die? Like,
wait a minute, what? I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Spoilers. No, it's okay. It's on the list and I'll forget about it. That's fine.
It's been
you can't ruin things for me.
Yeah. It's been out for a while. I'm sorry. The expiration date is past.
True, but I'm holding off on getting more streaming services until I get a job, because I'm currently unemployed. So
I got it for free for a month, and then I was like, cancel. It's like, we'll give you a free month again. Please keep our shit. Please.
Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Like, the only reason
wait till the whole season's out. Start a new email address. Oh, free month. Watch the show. I'm done.
And if you're a patron of our show, I will set you up with an email domain. If you want, you can get emailed through UtahOutcast.com. I'll set you up. I'm going to add that as a fucking benefit.
Talk to me after.
Unlimited email addresses.
Yeah, I got
talk to me after
X. I got virtual credit cards, so I could just sign up for free and then cancel it. And when the end comes, I don't have to worry about it.
So here's the thing, guys. If you want to sign up for places like that, if you primarily use Gmail when it comes to setting up the accounts that you know you're not going to be using, do a plus sign and then like whatever it is. And then you can do a plus with your email address, and Google doesn't notice that shit. It doesn't show up in your email at all. So for every website that I apply for shit through, I do my email address plus whatever the website is, so I know where the spam mail's coming from.
But when you create all these like alternate accounts, do Netflix and Amazon, don't they like kind of check up on you or something like that to make sure you're not getting an extra free account or free money?
Not yet.
Nope, I've had 5 Amazon accounts and they've never said a word to me about my free Prime.
Yeah, Netflix really locked down on the VPNs when I was stationed in Bahrain, we had to use a VPN to get Netflix from the States, etc.
Well, yeah, because Bahrain doesn't want you to have any fun.
Of course, yeah. But each country has different Netflix, and some countries don't have Netflix at all, so we had to use a VPN. But when I got to the UK, it's like, well, I want to watch some of the American stuff that's not in the UK version, and it worked for a while, and then it stopped working. And I tried other VPNs, and it didn't work. They locked that down, but they have not yet gone to, let's check your IP address for your multiple emails. So they might eventually.
Yeah, most people don't go to IP range blocking because that's like the last resort, and you could spoof IP really easily. So,
I mean, I have a VPN account, and I try to use Netflix in there, and I tried to log into my VPN's Netherlands server, and they had all these shit that I couldn't watch on American Netflix, you know, like movies like Batman Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises and all the good movies that they don't put on Netflix America. And I was like, holy shit, they got Batman. And I didn't know that it was my VPN, and I started using that. And then eventually, when I saw like Thor Ragnarok, I tried to click on that because I wanted to watch it, and it turns out that at some point, Netflix caught up with the whole VPN thing and they blocked me.
No, that makes sense.
No wonder I haven't seen many ads for that shit in a lot of videos that I watch.
Yep.
Like, let's just say a certain VPN by the start of N, they were making killings off that shit. Every fucking, like, outside of the YouTube ads, you would see somebody, oh, yeah, get this VPN. Oh, yeah, get this VPN. You can actually get Netflix from a different country. Yeah, that shit can slow down now.
And if you bought Netflix in the US and you went to the UK Netflix, UK Netflix has Star Trek Discovery on their catalog.
No shit. So, that's
yeah, great. You could avoid getting CBS All Access kind of thing. So
Australian Netflix has got all of the Star Trek stuff as well.
There you go.
So I don't think you can get CBS All Access here.
Probably not.
Exactly. That's the thing. They didn't have, they didn't want to distribute it to these other countries because they, I guess, didn't feel it was worth the monetary expense. So they licensed it to Netflix for these foreign countries.
Now's the part where I got to do the host thing, because you guys got an extra 30 minutes out of us tonight on this live stream. So you're welcome. But there is a point where we do have to go do the regular show. And Kyle just snuck off like a bastard and took his pee break. And I got to do one of those too.
I'm sorry. I had to. I was laughing way too hard. Laughing way too hard at the email address thing.
God, that's why you need them 2-liter bottles with cap.
You know how easy it would be just to do that? Be like, you sign up, like, okay, here's your email address.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how to set it up. Just set up a forwarder. That's all I'm going to tell you what to do. Because that's what I do. I don't even fucking log into the server webmail. Are you kidding me?
No. You just set up a forwarder or, you know, fuck it. Just set it up on your Google.
Yeah. Why not?
You can do external emails there.
All right, folks. So I am going to, that's not the right screen. Thanks for watching. We're going to jump off to do the regular show. All of you patrons, feel free to stick around. I got to talk with you guys about it because I think I might want to start putting the whole thing on Twitch because that'd be great, but I don't know. We'll talk about that later. So anyway, thanks for watching. We'll catch you next week with more of this fun stuff that we have out there. Until then, have a good week. We'll see you.